The numbers through three quarters are even more staggering than the halftime numbers were. Norwell, 24 of 43 from the field. That's 56%. They are 15 of 24 from three-point range, 5 of 10 at the line. Warsaw, 12 of 41 from the field. That is 29%, 7 of 23 from the arc, 9 of 14 at the free throw line. The trap continues, ball tipped out of bounds. And here's, if you want to know how good Norwell is and how well they played tonight, remember when Filling got her third foul in the third quarter, I said, Warsaw is down by 18, here's your chance for Warsaw to get back in the game. Warsaw's 10 points farther down than they were then. Bricker out at the top for three. Good. Jocelyn Bricker's had a pretty big night of her own individually and a foul called in the backcourt. Jocelyn's going to pick up her fourth foul. 26 for Josh. For Joss. 26 of 43. She herself has 6 3-pointers. Inbound to Johnson, the backcourt against Kaiser. Johnson, left-hand dribble past the Norwell bench, then all the way back to the right for Feese. Again, spells her name, F-U-E-S-S. Left side for Graft. Graft one hands it back out for Filling. On the weave, Johnson turns. Warsaw looking tired here at the start of the fourth. Backdoor cut. Pass inside, tipped, and a tough break for the Lady Tigers. Ball hit off Wren's shin and out of bounds. The Norwell player drove the baseline and really had no plan for that move. Comes out of bounds to Norwell. Off the inbounds, Filling shoots it up and in. Oh, I'm sorry, Ryland Graff. I take that back. Graff scores. Zartman in transition, a three-pointer. Her second of the game. And it's 70 to 46. Zartman now with 7. In transition, Filling for a 3 of her own, and that's good. 27 points for Kennedy Filling. An Indiana All-Star candidate who's already signed up to go to Marion University and play in the Crossroads League. They got 3 girls going to the Crossroads. Winchester had a shot blocked by Hubble and out of bounds. Hubble held her ground, and Winchester gets up very slowly, more out of frustration than anything else. Filling is going to Marion down in Indy. Feese is going to St. Francis. And Hubble is going to Huntington. At the foul line, Winchester faces up, drives in, underhand flip shot, but she traveled first. Brooke doesn't think so, but no argument from Lenny Krebs, no argument from me. She had a wide-open 14-footer, passed it up, and never got the shot off. 73-46, Norwell, 6:18 to go. Filling across the line, on the weave, Johnson. Johnson, far side to Feese. Feese, trying to get inside of Kaiser, can't, kicks it out. Johnson for three, why not? Annabelle hit 13 all last year. She's got one tonight, and it's 76-46. Norwell by 30. Bricker, step back three-pointer off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Johnson. And I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but Norwell's on the verge of getting Warsaw to the mercy rule on their home court. Wren out, Neely back in. It is the 5 starters out there for Lenny Krebs with 5:40 to go. Down by 30. Bricker will walk it up. Norwell in a man-to-man. On the weave, bad pass by Bricker. Neely's able to control it anyway. Hands off to Winchester, cutting from near side to far. Brooke stops, then goes. Put it up and in, and a foul. Winchester with 10 and a chance for a three-point play. The foul is called on Filling. That's her fourth. Winchester with 14 in the opener on Wednesday, 10 here tonight. Filling comes out. Her night probably over. Rossworm checks in for her. Winchester completes the three-point play with her 11th point. Timeout Warsaw. It's a 30. We're going to take it with 5:19 to go. 76-49 Norwell. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 5:19 left. Norwell 76, Warsaw 49. Lady Tigers will fall to 1-1 on their season. And looking very differently now at the prospects of having to deal with Fort Wayne Snyder in the big city coming up. 5-second call in the inbounds. Rossworm, after the made free throw, ran the end line, then threw it back to Johnson to get it inbounds, and they never got it in. So that's a turnover and gives the ball back to the Lady Tigers. Winchester lobs out to midcourt, caught there by Neely. Neely out to Winchester. They dare her to shoot. She does, and she hits. Her second three of the game. She's got 14. 76-52. 5:05 left. Johnson across the line. Stumbles a little bit. Now takes it to the top against Layla Knepp, who's into the game. Graft picked up the switch by Knepp. Now Rossworm kicks it out to the point guard, Annabelle Johnson. Johnson with some space, backs it out. Rossworm drives the top, trying to spin down the side of the lane. Off-balance shot off the backboard. Foul called on Layla Knepp on the drive. Her first, team's second of the fourth quarter. Filling comes back into the game. That's interesting. It is their season opener. So obviously they've got something they want to work on. On the inbounds, they get it to Filling. It's not shooting. They have no problem with shooting. They're pretty good at shooting. Johnson drives in from the left all the way out to the near side. Rossworm for three. No. Rebound to Winchester. And that's as badly as they've missed a shot all night. Bricker back to Winchester, back to Bricker. Open NBA three, no. Rebound, Winchester could not save it. That's out of bounds to Norwell. Good hustle by the junior. She was unable to retrieve it. Chastain comes in and Bricker comes out. Joss exits with 26 points. I will assume her night is done, but we do not know that. Rossworm gets the inbounds pass. Bounces back to Johnson with 4:14 left. Left side to Filling against Chastain. Hands off of the weave to Rossworm. She'll set and shoot a three. It's off the mark. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Filling. They get a reload. Halfway through the fourth, it's a 24-point Norwell lead. Into the corner, Johnson. Picked up on the switch by Knepp. Johnson then back to the left, Filling. Filling in on Zartman, faking. Throws it back out the wing for Johnson. And a whistle and a foul called on Layla Knepp. Layla with her second. That's the team's third of the quarter. McManus in for Neely with 3:44 to go. And Eric Thornton would be just fine if they just ran out this 3:44 by weaving and get on the bus and go home with their first win of the year. We knew they were a really good team, but they have shot way above expectations. Rossworm crosses over against Knepp down the right side of the lane, hooks it up there and in. Vanessa averaged 6 a year ago. She has 13 here on opening night for them. Winchester, a transition three. Good again. Winchester had 1 point at halftime. Now she's got 17. And it's 78-55, Lady Knights. Rossworm, a three to answer, no good. Long rebound, Chastain got tied up with Haley Green. It's a hell ball in the air, belongs to the Knights. Wren comes in for Zartman as they begin to peel off the seniors one by, or the starters one by one. Warsaw at Fort Wayne Snyder next Thursday. We're on the air starting at 7:10 from the Summit City on News Now Warsaw. On the inbounds, Filling, open, fake, steps back, 17-footer off the mark. Rossworm the rebound, and a held ball. Knepp got a hand on it, And Rossworm yanked it away, but the whistle had already sounded. And that's a held ball, and the arrow belongs to Warsaw this time as Hubble comes back into the game for Green. 3:02 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. A conversation with Lenny Krebs. And here's for you to think about. Kick out, Knapp open from 21 feet. No good. Long rebound. She got her own, and she got fouled. If you go back to Layla's freshman year, Layla started on the varsity her freshman year. And about the first four or five games of the season, she hit 2 3-pointers in several different games. Missed that one, then got the rebound. The foul was called against Allie Riley, who's into the game. Winchester on the baseline, underneath against Hubble. Left-handed hook, it's no good, but a whistle and a foul call. And this one's going to be on Hubble. That'll be her third. Free throws for Winchester. Again, 1 point in the first quarter, 1 point the whole first half, 7 in the third, and at the moment, 9 here in the fourth, and shooting 2. And the first one is good. Here's the thought that I want to throw out there. If you're Roger Grossman with 2:37 left in the fourth quarter, knowing that Norwell has shot the way they've shot, knowing that Warsaw has shot poorly, not done a lot of the things they want to do, what's your first question to Lenny Krebs when he comes up here? Winchester made one, missed the second. Hubble the rebound for the Knights. Across the line goes Feast. Feast kicks it back out for Dale. Dale all the way to the right side. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Filling. Rebound, though, to Dale, and they get a reload. Right side for Feast. Feast backs into Chastain. Picks up her dribble outside the three-point arc. Hands it back to Dale, who's guarded by Knapp. Feast against Wren. Crosses over, then back to left. Outside the lane, hook shot. Good, and a foul. She knew exactly what she was doing. She dribbled right, then left, then right. And as soon as she saw the defender lean to her left, she went to her right shoulder and drew the foul and scored. Wren with the foul, her first. And the basket for Feast gives her 23 points. Well, that Norwalk could come in here and beat the Lady Tigers, I mean, that's why we were excited about this game, because we thought it was going to be a great game, because Norwell's a really good team. They've got everybody back from their team that went 21-4 a year ago and won the sectional. Feast's free throw is good. 24 points for her, 81-56. Norwell with the lead. And the pass is tipped, but grabbed by Knapp. Knapp right side to Wren. Backdoor cut. There goes Knapp to the basket for two. Give and go. Beautifully done. Knapp scores, 81-58. In the backcourt, Feast. Feast driving right. Bounces out to the wing. New kid in the game. That's a kid from their junior varsity. Pass out top, tipped by Wren. Take it away. Chastain the steal. Long pass down the court for McManus. Back to Kaiser. Out top to Wren. Wren looking for cutters. Finds McManus cutting for the basket for two. McManus scores her first two. 81-60. 1 minute left. Feast still in the game. Drive down in. Pass off the forehead of Riley. She'll pick it up. Down in the corner, Graft. Spins down in. Draws a double team. Kick out. Feast for three. Rebound, Hubble. Hubble back to the basket. No good. Rebound, McManus for the Lady Tigers with 41 seconds left. Across the line comes Braylee Chastain. Kicks it in the corner. Knapp was open. Drives into huddle. Hubble tried to block it. Couldn't. Shot no good. Too long by Knapp. 25 seconds left. Eric Thornton, I think, is trying to get his girls to pull it back out. Graft to the top of the circle. Backdoor cut inside. Open is Allie Riley for two. 83-60, 10 seconds left. Near corner, Kaiser. Oh, back out to Chastain, who was well covered. The ball is tipped out of bounds with 4 seconds left. Jay DeDale back into the game for Norwell. Warsaw will play it in near end, near sideline, about 10 feet on this side of the midcourt line. They'll get it into Wren. And Wren will just dribble it out. That'll do it. Norwell with a very, very impressive win here tonight on the road on their opening night of the season as they beat the Warsaw Lady Tigers by a score of 83-60. Post-game coverage begins after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, Norwell 83, Warsaw 60. Final scoring for the Knights, who are 1-0. Dakota Hubble, 1 point. Ryland Graft, 2. Annabelle Johnson, 5. And then you had Lily Norris, who had 9 points. And everybody else is in double figures. Vanessa Wassworm, 13. Mackenzie Feese with 24. And Kennedy Filling with 27 points, including 7 3-point baskets. For Warsaw, Alexis Neely, 2. Kyra Kaiser, 2. Layla Knepp, 2. Braylee Chastain, 1. Aaron McManus with 2. And Brooke Zartman with only 7 points, 2 3-pointers and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Then you had Brooke Winchester in double figures. She had 17 points after halftime, finished with 18. And Jocelyn Bricker led the way with 26 Lady Tiger points. That is a new career high for her. It was 27-15, Norwell at the end of one. They outscored Warsaw 20-12 in the second quarter to lead at 47-27 at halftime. It was 68-40 after three, and the final score is 83-60. We were never tied. We had no lead changes. Norwell won the JV game as well, 36-20. The Lady Tiger JV is now 1-1. Again, the final score, Norwell 83, Warsaw 60. We'll give the final stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen next on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, 83-60. Norwell blows out Warsaw here in the Tiger Den tonight. Time for the final stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Norwell shoots 30 of 56 from the field. That is 54%. They were 17 of 31 from three-point range. That is 55%. They were 6 of 12 at the free throw line. Warsaw, just 19 of 52 from the field, 37%. 11 of 30 from three-point range, 11 out of 16 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 32 to 31. Warsaw with 11 turnovers and Norwell with 12. Individually, Jocelyn Bricker, 8 of 16 for the field, 6 of 12 from three-point range, 4 of 4 at the free throw line for her career-high 26 points. She also had 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Brooke Zartman, just 2 of 9 for the field. Remember, she'd only taken 2 shots the whole first half. She finishes 2 out of 9. Both her makes were 3-pointers, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Brooke Winchester, really good second half, 6 out of 14 from the field for the game, 3 out of 8 from the arc, 3 of 4 from the stripe. She finished with 18 points and 14 rebounds. But it was not nearly enough to stop the Norwell Knights, who came in here and blitzed the Lady Tigers 83-60. We'll come back with more post-game coverage on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you in the Tiger Den, where Norwell has beaten the Lady Tigers tonight, 83-60 here in Warsaw. Jocelyn Bricker again with a season-high 26 points, career-high 26 points in the game. And Eric Thornton is in the opposite corner talking with the Norwell radio people, and he is beaming from ear to ear, and he should be. His girls came in here first game of the season, didn't act like it. They acted like it was their 7th or 8th because they were, from the get-go, on fire here tonight. And they deserve this victory, and they get it 83-60. The Lady Tigers fall to 1-1, and the news is not good because they're going to Fort Wayne Snyder on Thursday to take on the Lady Panthers, who are number 6 in 4A in the first poll of the season. So this does not get any better. Then, of course, the week after that, you have the two games up at Merrillville, where they'll play Crown Point in the afternoon and Merrillville in the early evening. And the schedule just keeps rolling on, and it gets tougher and tougher as it goes on. It'll be interesting to see how the girls respond. We have not seen Lenny Krebs yet. We will continue to hope that he comes up. We owe you another commercial break, and we'll get that to you with Warsaw losing tonight at home to Norwell, 83-60. We're back with more after this on News Now Warsaw. For the final time from the Tiger Den on this beautiful Saturday. It was a great day outside. Unfortunately, we were looking forward to a white-knuckle kind of a basketball game, and we didn't get it. Norwell comes in here, shoots 56% from the field, and beats the Warsaw Lady Tigers by a final score of 83-60. Next up for Warsaw, Thursday at Fort Wayne Snyder. We'll be on the air at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. The JV game begins from the Summit City at 6 p.m. We hope that you will join us then. For Steve Scott back at the station, I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. If not, the outcome, final score again, Norwell 83, Warsaw 60. Stay tuned. Dave Ramsey is coming up next.